Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
Did you miss us? We missed you guys. We had a little bit of a delay here in recording the past couple episodes for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Spice cooled herself down a little bit and then I got real busy and not so sweet. So we're back now and we're better than ever. And we're really excited to just talk pretty briefly on the last couple episodes. So episode 11 and 12. And then we're gonna get down and dirty to the most recent episode, which is episode 13 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So now in episode 11, I didn't find it to be a super I just didn't find there was too much for me to say besides Sutton's storyline of it having that heart to heart with Reba, which I don't know. I kind of found it to be more of a pulling on something, trying to get a storyline out of that episode. Because I just feel like Reba, that's just kind of the way she is and talks, and she's kind of
She's
so
an old school
awkward.
southerner, seems like.
And she even did say, "No, I do love you, Sutton.
Why do I gotta say
Why do I gotta say
it?
it? Why need to hear it?"
Yeah, she's not very touchy-feely, that's for sure.
No.
No. And you know what? And
And then
Sutton,
it's sad
however,
about
how hurt,
for her
how, yeah.
dad, right?
Yeah, it is. I think she's very hurt about it, but
Yeah.
she's just like her mom. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes after her. I can't imagine Sutton is super huggy, touchy feely with her children too. I kind of saw a lot of parallels between her and her mom.
Well, I haven't seen her with her kids that often, right?
But
But
even with her friends, though, even with her friends, like she can be just very abrupt, right? Like maybe not
Yeah,
the
she
same,
is.
but
She
she's
is.
just like that same personality type that's abrupt and says what she wants to say and take it or leave it. Like, what are you talking about? Like she looks stunned when people question her, just kind of like Reba does when Garcelle asked her, when Garcelle started to talk to her about her relationship, and she's like, "Well, I don't think this is any of your business," right?
She
So
was
the
like,
thing, and
she
that's.
probably wanted to say, shut the fuck up and get out of my face.
Exactly. So that's where I think Sutton has a lot of that too. Like
Yeah.
she's that same type of person, and that kind of showed in a bit in the later episodes, but we could talk about that.
Totally. Poor Garcelle during that trip. She was so gracious and nice to Reba. Reba did not like her.
No. No, she didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, but the 4th of July party. You guys. That was an awesome episode. Awesome.
Yep.
Okay, how funny was it Sutton showing up at Dorit's house? What, like, no wonder she was in such a bad mood. No wonder she called her a bitch. She waited for like 40 minutes for her to
But
come.
that's stupid on Sutton's part, because you know what? If that's what she's doing, that she has other people there too, she could hear people outside. Wasn't there adults outside? There was
There were.
adults. It wasn't just kids. It was, and then why are you doing a party like that where you're not even fucking including the people? Like, really, what the fuck is the purpose of that? I didn't get it. But like, so Sutton could have gone outside. Like, I wouldn't have fucking sat there like an idiot for a fucking even maybe 10 minutes. And then if I heard people, because that's me, I'd be like, okay, there must be somebody here. And I'd start listening a little bit more, being a little more observant. And go fucking mingle with people, go have a drink, go do whatever, right?
Well, not so nice. And to your point, it's an open concept house. She could see. She can see there's other people.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was one of those parties where, it's 4th of July, so the kids are there, the kids' friends are there, other friends from different friend groups are there too. So I do get your point as well. Not so nice. I did think it was weird that Sutton just came in and sat there. But then at the same time, I kind of get why Sutton was feeling grumpy. But yeah, no, you make a good point there, a valid point. Why didn't
I'd
she?
be more fucking grumpy. I'd be more fucking grumpy and more like, give me my fucking bag right now, and ripped it out of her fucking hands. That's where I would have been more grumpy for Sutton, because that was ridiculous how Dorit grabbed her fucking bag like she owed it to her. Like,
And
even joking, that what a
you
stupid fucking joke, right? That's
know
like,
what? Thanks that you brought that up, because the thing is if you
it
two
wasn't
are,
a fucking joke.
no, it
Dorit's full
wasn't.
of fucking shit.
No, but you know what it is if you're friends with someone and you got an okay relationship, go ahead, do that, whatever, I
Yeah,
don't
joke
care.
around, but you don't
But
with her.
yeah, but you know what? They weren't in a good place, so why would you do that? You know what I
Yeah,
mean? Like,
exactly. Exactly.
yeah.
You know?
And so it went sideways from there. And yeah,
And I'm
so
glad that, I'm glad that Sutton fucking, she got up and she left. That was it.
well, she didn't quite get up and leave.
Well,
She did sit in the front of the house, and I thought that was weird too. But then there was also Bose that went and kind of injected herself in there and saying, "What do you do?" And I thought, "What is she doing? Like, why is
yeah.
Bose getting involved in that?"
Bose
Like,
is getting, and this is the problem with people when they're newcomers, that they stick their fucking, beak in every fucking corner to see, like, as though they're gonna bring a fucking solution to this thing, right? Like,
they're not.
they're delusional.
Yeah, they're not. They're not going to bring a solution for sure. And it was off-putting, because if someone came up to me like that and said, "You go over there," I'd be like, "Fuck you." You know, like, what are you doing? Don't tell me what to do.
Or
But
even making the comment of, "Oh, you're in someone's house. This is rude." When you get there late and you don't know the full story and stuff like that, it was definitely, she was inserting herself somewhere she didn't need to.
yeah, exactly. You're new. You don't know, the background to everything, right? Like, so, like, just give it time, like, and don't stick your nose in everything, because you're not going to be the, I don't know, the peacemaker or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Agreed. You know what I thought was really weird? The weirdest part of this 4th of July episode? That little table at the very front of Dorit's house, which is a full of PK photos.
The shrine.
Oh yeah, what a fucking weird thing. That's the, you know what? And you know what? I fucking 100% don't believe the fucking lying bitch. Not even fucking 2%. Like,
No,
I
and then she
don't.
goes, "Oh, I didn't
She's
have
full of fuck.
time.
I didn't even time. That's
I
the
didn't even
first fucking
notice."
thing you do if that's, if it's that bad. Like, fuck
You
off.
burn
Like,
the photos. You burn them.
you don't even have to burn them, but you fucking remove them.
Kick that table back.
Especially, like, I get it on a fucking wall, on a fucking backdrop, but on your fucking main entrance where you fucking come and go from every single day, like, you didn't notice it? You wouldn't want to take it away? Like,
It's
fuck
not even
off.
like there
You're so
were
full of
other
shit.
photos on that too.
Nothing. Just them.
It was only like PK photos. It was weird. And you're gonna have people over in your home. Why not? Okay, I get it. Like, okay, the kids are, don't you don't want to change too many things for the kids. Totally fine. I get that. But you're gonna have a party. You're gonna leave that out for everyone to come and see and be like, "What the fuck?" Weird.
Oh, FYI, I forgot. I really liked Sutton's shoes.
I don't remember them. What did they look like?
Tell me, what were they look like?
I think they were, anyway, look them up.
Okay.
Her shoes, where she went to the, they're just runners, like whatever,
Oh, the
not
red
runners.
ones. The red,
The
yeah,
red
they were,
ones.
yeah, they
Yeah,
were.
the red
You know
ones,
what
like
they were with the
Ruby,
studs
like,
on them? What's that? Louboutins. That's what they were.
yeah,
Oh,
they were beautiful.
cute.
They were beautiful.
One person who did a really great job at this party, again, Erica Jane. She came
She's
in,
keeping her cool.
she's keeping her cool. She's doing a really good job of staying relevant, staying in everything, but not getting in any drama.
Bose is trying to take her place. Getting right in there.
No kidding. Okay, but speaking of Bose, I
The
really
kid, very
like
sweet,
her.
by the way.
Sorry.
her kid was very sweet on the last one.
She is.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I think this whole baby
I don't
trying
think it's gonna
to
happen.
get pregnant, get this
I call
boyfriend
bullshit on it. I call
here.
bullshit. Yeah. I don't think they're really serious about that. She is. I don't think so. I don't know. That's my opinion. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Why not?
Why?
It's your opinion.
Yeah.
Your opinion. I agree.
Yeah.
You know what bugs me
Yeah.
even worse about her?
What?
Her outfits. Her outfits are horrendous. Who dresses her? I don't
Yeah.
get it. I don't understand. She's got tons of money and she looks weird. Like when she shows up, she had that little white dress, little short one, and it was like really like micro short. And she wears these like I don't know, like it just it, none of it looks nice. Like when she goes somewhere,
It doesn't
I don't like
compliment her
it.
as much as
No, because she's a
some clothes
beautiful
could.
lady
Yeah, she
and
is.
she could
She
look
is.
stunning, and her she needs
And classy,
someone.
little, like.
You know what? She can even be outrageous. I don't care. But the thing is she needs a professional dresser, somebody to say, this is what you need to wear, because she can't do it herself. I can see that.
Well, let's
Doesn't
hope
work.
that's not her personal dresser
Let's hope.
who's
I
dressing her.
you know what? I highly suspect
You
it is.
never know.
I highly suspect it is. And I get it. People are out there and they get, they wear all kinds of weird stuff. And like from Salt Lake City, remember Bronwyn? Right? We know her. Like, and she's a she her she's very outlandish, but at least like she's got she can put an outfit together, even if it's
Yeah, not
weird.
the fucking hot dog,
Not
though.
the
I
hot
don't
dog.
care.
Okay, I give you that one. Not the hot dog outfit, but other outfits where you're like, oh my God. But at least it's interesting. It's a conversation piece or whatever.
But
With
most of
her, she
hers were
just
good,
doesn't
too.
look, it doesn't look right. But that's just okay. That's me. I'll stop with bashing her, because yeah, I don't mean to bash her. It's just that her fashion sense isn't, yeah, she could do a lot better.
And
That's
some people might say that about me. Right?
Some people could
Everybody's
say it about
opinion
me
is
too.
different, right? Everybody's opinion is different, right? But
When you're
yeah.
on a show, though, put it
Yeah, you
together.
want, yeah, exactly. Sometimes, yeah.
No, I think that she's the one putting those outfits together. No, I think she could definitely benefit from some pointers, some tips.
Kick it up a notch. Yeah.
She's got the money. If I had her money, I would for sure have a personal shopper. You know what? You can even get people who are like, oh, I'm in fashion school, and then like you can get them as an intern or something like that. Here, you
Like
can add me to
Sonia.
your portfolio.
I wonder if Sonia still has a lot of interns.
She
I
probably does.
love I wish the old New York cast would come back.
Me too, especially after this last season.
They should just start something else, a different name.
Before
Their
I
own
get all
show.
bitter here. But anyway, I just think Bose and this whole baby thing with the
Yes.
boyfriend, she hasn't even said she loves the boyfriend, right? And it almost feels like
Regardless, she's had, yeah.
she went
Sorry.
on a picnic date and he said, oh, I'd like to have kids, and she would just like, it's almost like she just took that and was like, we're having a baby now. I think it's kind of
Getting
crazy.
all the details now.
Here's the thing. She has a daughter. And daughter now is at an age where it's like, don't you just want to like chill and relax now? And like,
And also because she had complications
that's
in the
another
past, right?
thing.
She lost her first. She had complications with her second. So why would you want to risk your life when you have a beautiful child already? And that's like, whoever you meet, if that's his thing and he's not interested in not having kids with you and you already have your own and you're at that point, like it's just not a right fit, right?
I agree.
You know what I mean?
And the thing also is, it's almost like he's not really on the show at all and stuff like that. And it's like, are they on the same page here? Am I missing something, or are they missing something? Or like, but I don't know why she's not just like immediately like, okay, surrogacy.
But even when the
Yeah,
fertility doctor
surrogacy
came in.
is another thing, sure. Because you're at a certain, if you already had complications, you're a higher risk now because you're older, right? And like, there's just too much at risk. You have your child. Like, what the fuck? Your child thing should come first before putting your life at risk to have another child with somebody else, right?
Well,
And
you know what? Well, I don't
but
even know
Sarah,
how
do you
their
see? Okay.
relationship. No, you're right. I don't even know how their relationship is because
Me
when the
too.
fertility doctor came over to Bose's house, like the doctor was talking to her, and then all of a sudden he knocked on the door. Like you would think that they'd be there together already. Like
Yes.
I know they're
Already
not living.
waiting. Yeah.
Yeah. But to be honest, the only thing I was looking at was the doctor's feet because I wanted to see if the doctor took off her shoes. That's what I was interested in. But I couldn't
Why?
see. I couldn't because she always has people take off her shoes at Bose's house.
Oh
That's
yeah,
why.
okay.
So I wasn't sure if the doctor took off her shoes. So that's what I was interested in.
I don't know. I think
Yeah.
the whole thing is weird, and that's another point, right? And she was like, "Oh, I guess the boyfriend too. It's not just my baby." It's like, what do you do? Why don't you just get a sperm donor? Really? If you, I don't know. I don't know. They're obviously not showing a lot on the show, but what they are showing, it's giving me some red flags on this whole baby fertility
Yeah,
journey.
I don't think they're.
No offense, and I am a fan of Bose. Let me
Yeah, I
just,
think
I
we
like
all
her
are.
too. A big
I
fan
like
of
her too.
Bose,
And that's
actually.
what I mean about her daughter, because she talked to her daughter about that.
The
And like,
daughter was sweet.
she was so sweet. And it's like, but why would you even say that to your child that it's been you and her? Like, I don't know.
I guess they have that kind of relationship, though. Maybe that's what, obviously
I
they
know,
do.
but to have another, I don't know.
I whatever.
But anyways, yeah, like, but
Everyone's
surrogacy at
different.
least is no
Everyone wants
risk to her.
different
But at
things.
least surrogacy doesn't put her at risk, right?
Well, that's
So,
what I
you know what I
was thinking.
mean?
And she's got the money and she's at that age where
Why not?
you probably should
Right?
actually. That should be the first thing you consider,
Yeah.
in my opinion, at least, if I was in her shoes.
In my opinion, too.
But anyway, then the most recent episode, okay. Half tans and caviar. What do you think of this dinner theme? I have to say, the location that they went to, those outdoor patio chairs that had the like
Arch, like an
the
arch. Was
arch.
it an arch?
It was so cute,
Yeah, it
those
was.
chairs. If
Yeah,
you're
they
paying
were.
$1,000 for a baked potato, then yeah, it's got to look cute. I did look it up too. I looked up the menu, and they're not joking. Like that's like a fully
But it
loaded
said,
one.
why did it say 250 to 1,000?
Well, because you can order different potatoes, different types of caviar. So there's cheaper ones.
So
There's
there's a 250 potato and a
yeah, there's a
thousand dollar
250.
potato.
Yeah,
Where it's the difference in the caviar, maybe
it's
that
it
people
is.
like.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
how
they
much?
love
Yeah.
it. Sutton doesn't do the poor man's caviar. Dorit does, according to Sutton. That's
Okay,
what I
I
kind
have
of
to
got from
say.
that.
I've always liked Sutton. I really didn't like her in this
Yeah,
episode. Neither
that
did
was
I.
a really low blow on her part. Like, I love Sutton, but I agree 100%. I thought that was really, she, like, that's something that she should never, that's not something you throw in people's faces like that if
Was
you
being
do
a
have more, you know what I
CEO
mean?
next
Like,
Tuesday is what
yeah.
she was
Yeah,
being.
she
That was
was. Yeah,
not
she
like.
was. Yeah, she
And in
was.
front of all those
Yeah.
people too, like, what are
Yeah.
you doing?
Yeah.
Pick on somebody whose wallet fits. It's like,
Yeah,
what?
that was, yeah. Like, what the fuck? Who says that? Like, fuck you.
And then even in her confessional, she said she was proud that she said it
Yeah, that
and that
was
she
even
should have
more
called her a
ludicrous.
fucking bitch. That's what she should have said. That's what she said. And I thought, wow, like
Yeah.
that's where I
Yeah.
saw Reba come out in her.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
Here's the thing,
exactly.
she came into it just ready to pick a fight with Dorit. Because as soon
Sorry to go
as.
back. Sorry to go back to Reba one sec. Sutton's the one who supports her. It's not even Reba who, you know what I mean? Reba like lives the life, but it's Sutton who supports her with that lifestyle in that home. You know what I mean? But anyways, yeah, you definitely saw that in Sutton come out. Sorry that I interrupted and went back.
You, oh no, it's totally fine. But yeah, I thought Sutton just came into it like with two pistols out, pointed
Yeah.
at Dorit.
Yeah.
Like it was a bit much. It must have been uncomfortable to be at that table. And Dorit like going back at it too, like so dramatic, like starts clinking her glass, like, okay, come on, everybody listen to Sutton. And to be honest, it's a good thing that she did, because if you weren't listening full attention, if you just heard bits of it and then you heard the end when they're yelling at each other, like if you didn't hear the full thing, you must have thought like, oh, what the hell's going on here? What did Dorit do to her? But really, it was the opposite way. I would have thought that, you know, Dorit was the one picking the fight, but it was Sutton actually.
Yeah, she
Agreed.
came in hot.
I thought
She
that's what
came
I
in
thought
hot.
too. I would have thought that Dorit would have went for the jugular.
Yeah.
And in my mind, at that party, that's what I was thinking. Wait till Dorit puts her foot in her mouth and says something really stupid. And
Yeah.
she didn't. Like it was Sutton.
Yeah, she held back. That's good. Yeah, no, Sutton really was. Yeah, it was hard. Yeah, I felt bad. That was horrible.
You know what I thought was really funny? At the very end, that lady who was sitting beside Kathy Hilton was like, you know, I think we both have, you know, you both have soft spots, right? So Dorit was offended that everyone always makes fun of her for being late. And then, you know, Sutton, you drink just as much as me. And everyone at the table just started laughing because obviously she must drink a lot, but then like she owns up to it. I thought that was really funny when that lady said, I don't know who she is,
Faye
but
Resnick.
it
Oh
was
yeah.
life.
She's always a shit stirrer though, eh?
She was I don't know if she was involved with OJ Simpson or she was, well, she was a friend of Nicole the
Smith.
Simpson, the one that
Yeah.
was murdered. And then she's also a friend of the Kardashians. And yeah, like she's a socialite. And yeah, I can't remember her connection with OJ though. That I can't remember. I'll have to Google that.
I can't remember that one. I just know in the show in the past, she's been a shit disturber for sure. I felt bad for Kyle again. Like I really feel like really sad for Kyle.
With the Maurizio thing, they're separated. Like it's gonna happen. I think at that point they had been separated for a while. I don't think
I
that.
just feel bad because she's seems like she's stuck there, right?
She needs to file, or he needs to file, or something. Like it there's a certain point where it's like, you know, you
Yeah.
gotta move on. If you can't just be stuck in limbo.
I stand corrected. Sorry, just to kind of back up for a sec about Faye Resnick. She didn't have any dealings with OJ Simpson other than being a good friend of Nicole's, the one that was murdered.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I
Sorry to
didn't
interrupt.
remember her from that.
Yeah, I couldn't. I knew there was some
I
kind
just
of.
remember she's been to the Beverly Hills in the past, Housewives, right? And as a guest, as a friend at dinners and stuff, and you know, she's always like something involved of something. That's what I think I remember from like years ago, right? Because she hasn't been on in a while.
Well, I liked her just from that one
Yep.
comment. That was a real good zinger, and like while still being kind of cute, poor Sutton's face, she's like, what the fuck did you just say about my drinking? Shouldn't call her a bitch.
I think they hang out. Like,
I
maybe
know,
they're
but she
friends.
got all offended at Dorit. And she called a bitch at the last episode.
But that's because it was Dorit.
Yeah, I think it was more the person who said it, not what
Yeah.
was said. But
And
anyway.
in the flashbacks, it does show that Dorit really from the get-go, she's been, you know, with Sutton, not the like always really kind of against her, right? And Sutton is who she is. She says stuff, and then she owns it, you know what I mean? She takes responsibility, she'll apologize, you know, but she's cold Southern, you know, she's got that in her Southern.
But this one, she went too far. I think we
Yes,
can
this
agree.
100% she went too far, 100%.
Well,
But Dorit's always pecked at her, right?
a lot of times, like, well, even do you remember when Crystal came on to the show,
I liked Crystal, you
and
know,
loved
like,
her? Yeah,
yeah, I
but
really did.
remember Crystal just showed up to a party and Sutton's like, get you and your ugly leather pants better get out of
Yeah, I
here.
remember that.
And, like, it was just kind of
Yeah.
uncalled for. So, like, Sutton, at the same time, I really like her. I think she's funny and she does, like, she says funny things like that. But a lot of the times, it's just kind of like, what are you doing? Come on. Like,
Yeah.
a little
I think
over.
she apologized to Crystal after for that.
Yeah, they were fine after. Yeah,
Yeah,
they
they
were.
were
Yeah, they
fine
were fine
after. Yeah.
after.
Yeah. Yeah. Too bad they took Crystal out.
Me, I know. I, you know what? Sometimes it's not about having a storyline. Sometimes just when you have a nice presence on the show,
Yeah, it's just nice, right?
it's
Normal
nice.
normalcy, right? But
She
anyways.
has some good stuff going on, but oh well.
Yeah.
Maybe one day she'll come back. They'll bring her back. Anything else from these past three episodes?
I'm just thinking, like Dorit's apology, was it Dorit the apology to Kyle, or Kyle that whatever, and Dorit and Kyle, anyways, at the end
Kind of chatted. Yep.
seemed to like that was a better like kind of connection, right?
The past two episodes, they kind of reconvened together at the end of both episodes.
Yeah.
Well, if
But
that's all.
next week's looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That looks
That
good.
looks good. Yeah.
If that's all, I do have one more thing.
Oh, the golden question. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so dress code was caftans. Obviously, Dorit read the dress code. She didn't
Of
want
course she did.
to wear a caftan. I wouldn't want to wear a caftan either. But
But if that's where you're going and that's what the invite is, right? Like, it's just kind of weird that you're just gonna, like, not, and I'm not one for, oh, okay, theme, okay, but I mean, it's not that big of a deal if it's just for,
are you gonna go buy a caftan for an afternoon?
well, you know what? If
These
I got the
ladies
money
can
that
do
I'm
it
hanging
though.
out with people that are going for fucking caviar afternoons,
For a
then if
thousand
I
dollar
can't fucking
potato.
afford, what's a caftan? The cheapest, maybe $500, and that's a good one because you can probably get them for under $50 if you go on Amazon or something. I don't know. I'm not one of those people who does, but you know what I mean? Like, they're not expensive things, but you can buy expensive ones, I'm sure, right? Yeah, because wasn't one of them, who was it? A name brand who had something like a Gucci or something. Didn't one of them have a
Oh no, I think they're
like
making no, they said that Dorit
Kathy
didn't wear
Hilton.
it.
No, I know Dorit didn't wear it, but Kathy Hilton, she had a beautiful lemon one. Who
That
was
was like
that by?
some attack. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought one of them said that. What, anyways, they've got the money that they could buy a caftan. Like, it's not like,
You can buy it for $23 on Shein.
So, I mean, if they can go to fucking caviar for $1,000 a fucking potato, they can buy a fucking caftan for $23 on Temu.
Well, what my golden question was is that, and I guess you're gonna be wearing the caftan, you're gonna go with the dress code, but if you could break that dress code like Dorit, I don't think she broke it terribly because it
No,
was
she looked good. I
a
loved the
little
dress.
thing.
Yeah.
What would you wear? What would you wear to break that dress code, but still try to look somewhat in like you're fitting in there?
I'd wear a muumuu.
Okay, this is kind of not going to fit in probably, but it's the only thing I can think of right now is the nice dress I have that I got on my
Banana
trip.
Republic.
Yeah,
Not so
because
nice. She
it's
wants to brag
flowy,
again about
because
her
it's
dress.
flowy, because it's flowy. So a caftan's kind of flowy. But it's not a caftan because it's fitted on the top, right?
What I was gonna wear is Jenna Leon's bathrobe and little
Turban.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for listening to our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.